This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. How about another pillar of this economy gone slightly through the looking glass, If you need to borrow money right now, interest rates are really, really low. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage, says Freddie Mac, is about 3.3%. If you can get a mortgage, that is, because as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, lenders are making it harder.
Millie Ruiz Wagner is a mortgage lender in the Chicago area. Just weeks ago, she says a 580 credit score out of 850 was good enough to get a mortgage. These days, she's not seeing many loans approved for under 640.
I got caught with people who were pre-approved with, you know, credit scores under 640, and I had to stop, regroup, help them fix their credit so they can get back in the buying market.
Because people do still want to buy homes, and even more people want to refinance existing mortgages. But Joel Kahn, an economic forecaster at the Mortgage Bankers Association, says that's getting harder to do. The group's Mortgage Credit Availability Index fell last month to its lowest level in 5 years.
And with the gloomy economic outlook and a full month's worth of data in April, I think we can't expect to see more conservative lending, and so thus, you know, a decline in credit supply.
According to data firm Black Knight, nearly 3 million borrowers have delayed their mortgage payments through forbearance. Michael Neal with the Urban Institute says that's leaving lenders less money and less confidence to make new loans.
You're less able to secure a mortgage, and then if you are, you're going to pay a much higher mortgage rate.
And that will especially hurt minority and younger borrowers, he says.
Because they typically have lower credit scores.
And it's not just credit scores. Lana Jern is a broker at Uptown Mortgage in Denver. She says lenders are taking a closer look at borrowers' finances. One lender required her client to prove his tenants had paid their rent in March and April, something Jern had never seen.
So it's their prerogative, of course. But some of it, I think, is a little overreactive. But then again, it's not my money.
And it is likely to further slow down home sales. One builder I talked to said he'd lost clients this month because they couldn't get financing. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.